Suzuki near the blue line, leaving it for Jersey. Over to Suzuki. Suzuki's shot, that's blocked. Loose along the boards. Dobson can't clear it. Sam Rukoff keeps it into the corner for Radcliffe. Radcliffe's pass deflected away. Suzuki with it. Out to the blue line to Sam Rukoff. Sam Rukoff for Suzuki. In front, end whistle. They score! Radcliffe! It's 5-4. So hold on. With a minute 13 remaining, with the net empty, the Storm managed to pull back within one. That comes at the 18:47 mark. And Radcliffe with the goal.
Following is a presentation of the OHL Fanboys podcast.
Tuesday, Oliver Lieski, son champion de la Coupe du Président.
For the fourth time in their history, the Guelph Storm are Ontario Hockey League champions.
For the second time in franchise history, the Prince Albert Raiders are Western Hockey League champions.
Live from the Donair Capital. It's the OHL Fanboys Meet the Halifax Herdcast at the 101st Memorial Cup in Halifax. Here are your hosts, Steve McLean, Jordan Peckham, and John Strobridge.
Welcome to the OHL Fanboys Meet the Herdcast from the 101st Memorial Cup presented by Kia in Halifax, Nova Scotia, as we get ready for today's semifinal between the Guelph Storm and the Rouyn-Noranda Huskies. Here with Johnny on the boards from the Herdcast, but we are joined right now by the commissioner of the Quebec Major Junior Hockey League, Mr. Gilles Courteau. Gilles, thank you for taking some time out, what I'm sure is a very busy week for you.
Yes, it is, but thanks for having me. It's very nice of you guys.
First question is obvious. How have you enjoyed your time in Halifax here so far, and how have you thought that the host committee has put on the tournament so far?
Well, you know, for me, Dave and Ron, it's always a very busy time, Memorial Cup, with lots of meetings, because we take this opportunity to meet a series of people that they are attending the Memorial Cup tournament, and we take this this time with them. And secondly, the tournament itself, you know, it's been well run. The crowd has been very supportive. Was very impressed to see over 8,000 people at the game between Prince Albert and Guelph. It was amazing. Great atmosphere in the building. Very well organized. Lots of off-site activities as well. So it's a great tournament so far.
I would imagine, or maybe not, but during a tournament that is hosted by your league, are you busier during this week than you were, say, in Regina last year or in Windsor the year before that?
No, it's always about the same, you know, because we have a great CHL, Canadian Hockey League staff that they're looking after all the daily bases, events and games and all that, and very well supported by the host organizing committee, so... we've improved a lot over the last couple of years because it's so well run now that it's a situation where we let things go and we go with where we have to be, and now it's very nice.
Okay, so with this year being the 50th anniversary of the Q and the 25th anniversary of the Mooseheads, I'm just a little curious about that situation 25 years ago when when it was brought up to expand to the Maritimes. Who brought up that opportunity, and how was it received when it first was brought up?
You know, it's a very good question, and I did brought up the possibility of expanding in the Maritimes, and more specifically in Halifax at that time, because it was the only request that we received from Harold Mickey. It was with the Moosehead Brewery. And it shows some interest to get a major junior franchise. So when I brought the idea to our executive committee, formed by governors, about that possibility to expand the league to the Maritimes, I will always remember that one of the executive committee members stood up and he said, can I have a look at your list of medication that you're taking? Because, you know, I'm not sure that, you know, you want to take us in the right direction with expanding to the Maritimes. And I said, I'm good with my medication, and it's a good idea to go to the Maritimes. So, at any rate, make a long story short, that's for sure we took a big gamble. when it's been decided to come to Halifax, because that was the only team, and we were playing doubleheader at that time. But it's the following year, you know, we brought Moncton on board, and it's been growing since then. And now we have six teams operating in the Maritimes, and we're very, very pleased and satisfied about that.
In the past, you guys have expanded. You know, of course, there was the team in Newfoundland and St. John's, and there was a team in Lewiston. Things have been pretty stable for the Quebec League now for several years. The last any type of movement there was when Lewiston took a year off, moved to Sherbrooke. Is this the most stable that you think you've seen the league in the past several years, or at least in the whole history that you've been involved with it?
Yeah, no, it's been for the last, let's say, 7 or 8 years, it's been very stable at the league level. You know, our teams and franchises, they are still operating in their location. They do what they have to do in regards of their building improvement and all that to make sure that they'll be able to continue to operate in the league for a longer period of time. So I'm very pleased about where we are and what we've done so far with our franchises, because it's very impressive to be as stable as what we've been for the last 8 to 10 years.
The Lewiston Maniacs were a pretty good success while they were in this league. Unfortunately, things didn't totally work out there, but obviously you don't have a crystal ball, and as you mentioned, things are very stable as they are right now. I'm sure you enjoy that stability. Would there ever be any thought in the future of going back into whether it would be a New England market or even kind of going a bit more west and doing something in New York State?
Well, you know, it's always on the radar that we would like to put at least one teams in the state, and ideally two teams in the states. But as of now, you know, there's no opportunity, and we don't want to go somewhere where we won't be sure about the building, support of the population, and have a good group of owners that they can put a team in a location in New England. And if we, on the other side, if we want to develop our talent pool from the New England, I think that we have to do a better job on selling our product. And to do that, I think that one of the steps will be to put at least one team there. I know that we've tried with Lewiston. We've been that, you know, that close to putting other teams in the Boston area with Ray Bourque at that time, but because of a couple of major reasons, Ray Bourque put this project aside for a bit because he went back with the Bruins as a full-time employee, and Ray has other occupations outside of the Boston Bruins. But, you know, having said that, I still keep an eye open to any possibility that we might have, and we never know. We never know.
One thing that's a lot of hockey fans have been talking about this season in particular is the live streaming of games and how they can get games. Of course, we saw recently in the WHL their TV package unfortunately went away. The OHL has a lot of TV coverage, and the Q does in certain areas. Of course, TVA has been a huge supporter of you guys for a long time. They provided the Memorial Cup coverage. With online presence, of course, all games can be bought online through a website, a service called Nulion. Now, it's, you know, it's come out that the contract with them is supposed to be up at the end of this year. At least that's been the rumor. And we've seen other leagues have much more better price-structured packages. Has there been any talk about going with somebody else, or is that something that you're involved with at all?
Yeah, we have a year left on our agreement with Nulion, and, you know, for sure we will honor our agreement. In the meantime, we'll take the time to look at any other options that we might have, including Nulion, because they've been good partners to us over the last couple of years. We look at it, and but you raise a good point, because streaming is I don't want to say the new thing, it's the actual thing right now, and this is something that we need to look at it very, very carefully, because you know, for our new clientele, more than ever, we have to present them with something that that's going to be attractive to them, and you know, we'll be able to put our product on air. As an example, this week I learned a very interesting thing. The NBA, they're selling the last 2 minutes of a game 99 cents, and very interesting, because you know, NBA last 2 minutes could last for about half an hour or something like that, but it's something that catch my attention, and you know, this is something that maybe we look at. We have to look at all the possibilities to bring something new to the table, improve our viewership, and you know, work on targeting our new clientele, younger one, to be able to raise our attendance as well.
I'd imagine too that an option like that would be pretty intriguing for anyone during the playoffs, and you see these playoff games go to overtime, and everyone loves a good overtime in the playoffs.
No, exactly. You know, you raise a good point, and this is something that, as I said, we have to be creative, look at all the options that we will be able to offer to our fans, and, you know, yeah, it's wide open to what we can do, and it's wide open for any companies that show some interest to get our product, to come to us with great initiative, new stuff, and don't be shy to, you know, come to us with something. Say, hey, we never seen that, and we would like to try it, and we never know how things are going to evolve.
So we know that the CHL is currently on the hunt for a new president to help grow and expand some of the programs in the CHL. One of the things that I personally have thought about over the years is having the same rule across all three leagues. So when it comes to things like draft procedures, like the Bantam draft and the WHL, and then in the OHL, we have, you know, they can't trade first-round picks, for example. Can you just talk about some of the things that maybe the new CHL president may run into that you're looking to bring up to him and try and get, you know, sorted out?
You raise a very good point about where we are right now with regional leagues. The improvement that we've made at the CHL level to try to be as much uniform as we can be in regards of our playing rules and, you know, administrative rules and all that. So for sure there's differences here and there in regards on how we operate the regional leagues. Our main goal with the new president is to grow the CHL brand. You know, on a mid to long-term basis, to have this guy as, you know, the face of junior hockey in North America, in Canada, because, you know, CHL, as I said, we evolved a lot. We've improved a lot. We structured something very solid. There's big room for improvement, you know, because our product is so great. What we offer for the benefit of our players while they're playing Major Junior, after they're done playing Major Junior, our school package that we offer them when they're done playing in the CHL for one of the regional league, it's amazing. And I don't think that there anybody else in North America that is doing better than us as a CHL. But for the president, I think that he's coming on board with a great base. But, you know, it's wide open to grow the CHL business. To look at what he can do to improve the playing rules and to improve the administrative rules, for sure we'll have to be open to some of his idea, some of his views on how we can improve the situation if we want to grow, because we'll have to, you know, cooperate with them to make sure that we work together and do everything we can to always put the CHL at the higher level, because that's exactly what we want to do for the benefit of our players.
You talk about growing the brand specifically. One thing that you do that I noticed that the other two commissioners do not have is a social media presence. Of course, you yourself are on Twitter. We don't see that with Mr. Branch or Robison. First of all, was that something that you wanted to be a part of, or is this kind of like, well, let's try this out, and what's that like to have fans of the league kind of almost have a direct line to you?
Well, you know, before talking about me being on Twitter or something like that, I think that the social media aspect is something very important. It's, you know, when I was talking to you earlier about reaching out our new clientele, that's one of the things that, you know, I shared with my colleagues at the commissioner's office, that, the guys, we have to improve our presence on social media, because, you know, in today's business, you don't have to wait anymore for the morning paper to see what happened, or watch the 6 p.m. news or 10:30 news. It's now. Everything is now. So we have to be up to par about it. We have to make sure that we're there. We're in their face regularly to give them as much information as we can about our league, about our teams. And I'm very impressed on how, you know, our teams and us at the league level, we're in the social media. We've improved a lot. And I think that this is one of the reasons why this year we've seen an increase in our attendance because of our presence in social media.
You talk about that increase in attendance. Earlier you mentioned the great crowds we've seen in Halifax this week. Of course, both the remaining games are totally sold out. We saw some pretty crazy prices actually on the secondary markets on Kijiji, people really making a buck trying to get tickets for these games. But you know, one good thing is the ticket prices that the Mooseheads had set this year were very reasonable, comparable compared to what we had seen the last couple of years in Windsor and Regina, and I think the stands reflected that in Windsor and Regina. We did see probably a few more empty seats than we had in previous Memorial Cups. I'd imagine that you are pretty happy with the success of this week so far and the full arena and enthusiastic atmosphere and crowd.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it was the number one priority of Bobby Smith when he came to our selection committee, Memorial Cup selection committee. You know, his message was at that time, hey, I just want to make sure that our ticket prices are going to be at the level of what people that they are coming to a junior hockey game is going to be able to pay for the whole week. And for him, that was very important. And we have to give him lots of credit because, you know, he was right. And the fans really bought in, you know, and you can see what I mean by that. You know, over and above seeing good crowds, I was very impressed this week with the game between Prince Albert and Guelph. There was over 8,000 fans in the building, which is something that we've not seen a lot over the last 10 or 15 years for that specific game. And every night, you know, the building was full of with 8,000 people plus, and it was amazing. It was great, and that's to show you not only that Halifax is a great junior hockey town, but they really like the product and they really appreciate the ticket prices. So they're here. They're not bitching and moaning against it. They're very happy to be in the building. It's a privilege for them, and too bad for people that they've not been able to get a ticket and they'll have to pay maybe big prices on KGG or something like that to get into the building for the next two games.
The next time the Q is set to host the Memorial Cup will be 2022. I know there's a few teams with you know, new buildings and big, great buildings that are probably who have not hosted before, probably on tap. You know, we know for a long time St. John has wanted to host this tournament. Moncton has a beautiful new building. You know, there's certainly no shortages of, I'm sure, teams lining up to try and get a hold of this tournament. But going forward, I mean, we saw something yesterday with the OHL, kind of rumors going around that going forward they want to be able to try and get a few different teams trying to host instead of not just having London, Windsor, you know, Ottawa every few years. Is that something that you're trying to be conscious about as far as making sure that it's not always just the same maybe three or four teams that always host?
Yeah, you know, for us, I think that it's been well covered about it because look at the past history of Quebec Major Junior Hockey League teams hosting Memorial Cup. You know, we went to Halifax, to Shawinigan, we went to Rimouski. For sure, we went to Moncton, Quebec, and Halifax. But I think that our approach to that event, it's not only a big revenue aspect. It's a situation where teams with a 5,000 seats building, they can host the Memorial Cup tournament. And, you know, it's something that I always had in mind. to make sure that, you know, everybody with a 5,000-seat building can put forward a bid to get a Memorial Cup, because it's not our goal just to target cities like Halifax, Moncton, St. John, and Quebec. No. I think there's teams in our league that they will never be able to put a bid forward because of their building, because of all the other requests that we have in the bid guidelines, but there's more teams than three teams that they are able to get a Memorial Cup, and we prove it with hosting the ones in Shawinigan and Rimouski over the last couple of years.
All right, last thing I'm going to throw at you here. We're down to three teams here. Two of them are from the Quebec League. I'd imagine that's a little bit of extra bragging rights. A little bit better chances for you come Sunday night to brag about your league being the champions. 2 years in a row it would be for the Q. I'd imagine last year pretty happy that Bathurst was able to get it done, and I'm imagine you're probably pulling a little bit more for the Huskies or the Mooseheads over the Guelph Storm tonight.
There's no doubt, that they would like to have our two teams in the final of Memorial Cup tournament. But on the other side, we have to look at a wider image about the event. And when we see great hockey game, as we've seen so far, I'm sure that, the two best teams are going to reach out the final. Halifax is already in. So tonight that's going to be a very great semifinal game between Rouyn-Noranda and Guelph. And let's hope the best team win to have a great final with Halifax and the winner of that tonight game. And our chances to keep the trophy and in the queue is very good, because Halifax is already there and they've played very well since the start of the tournament.
Definitely, at least right now, a 2 out of 3 shot. So there you go. Gilles, thank you so much for taking some time out in what has been probably a very busy week for you, and congratulations as well on the 50th anniversary of the Quebec Major Junior Hockey League.
Thanks for having me, guys.
That's Gilles Courteau. He's the commissioner of the Quebec Major Junior Hockey League. When we come back, we wrap up tonight's semifinal between the Guelph Storm and the Rouyn-Noranda Huskies.
Chasing after to Schnarr. Comes out along the boards. Cleared out at center, and then Whistle loses it. And Hervé Pinoir slides it wide of the net. And coming away with it is Entwistle, and he'll move it up ice. Entwistle from the left wing, bringing it in over the line, shooting it around the boards. Radcliffe has it come loose for Schnarr. Now Schnarr holding on to it. Schnarr with it, leaving it for Suzuki. Over it goes to Durzi. Now Durzi with it. Durzi for Suzuki. Suzuki backing off. 25 seconds to go. Durzi out to Suzuki. Suzuki for Entwistle. Hits the side of the net. Now comes loose. Entwistle playing it out along the boards. Suzuki out to the blue line. Sam Rukov to Durzi. Over to Suzuki. Suzuki out to Sam Rukov. Fires. Has it blocked. Keeps it inside the line. Hervé Pinard skates away with it. He's going to put it into the empty net, and the Storm season comes to an end. An empty net goal that comes at 19:57.
Welcome back to the OHL Fanboys Meets the Herdcast from the 101st Memorial Cup presented by Kia. I'm Stephen McClain here with the Herdcast boys. You'll all have to forgive me. I'm a little bit down at the moment as the Rouyn-Noranda Huskies win, honestly, an amazing hockey game. They beat the Guelph Storm 6-4 to eliminate the Guelph Storm and finish their season. The Memorial Cup final on Sunday will be an all QMJHL affair as the Halifax Mooseheads will take on the Rouyn-Noranda Huskies. Jordan, what a game though, right? Like that. Like I'm trying to be unbiased about it, but that game was pretty back and forth and crazy.
Yeah, I would say that was the best game of the tournament. I mean, it was, man, there's a lot of unhappy Storm faces walking around here. It's heartbreaking because they're like my number two team coming in. So I'd much rather play them in the final. But in saying that, skipping ahead of tonight, the ultimate revenge game. And I think John will attest to that. You got it. It's the only way to look at it.
There was lots of storylines you could go either way, because obviously there would have been a bit of fun between us at the house if Guelph had won. But I mean, all year the Huskies have had our number. And then in that round-robin game, we kind of sat back on our heels a bit just to try and protect what we needed to win to get to the final. I mean, who's just
a goal that shouldn't count? It was clearly offside.
But who's to say how that game could have went, right? We don't really know. But listen, I said it once, I'll say it again. To beat a man, you got to beat the man.
I can attest to that. I mean, I can't really even be mad. The Rouyn-Noranda Huskies are an amazing hockey team. And honestly, it was pretty clear that the better team won tonight as Patrick McNeil makes an appearance once again. Patrick?
Well, as you, I just got the tail end of you saying the better team won, but full marks to the Storm. It felt like the last minute they had possession. It felt like 10 minutes, and you just, I was just waiting for somebody on Guelph to shoot and any one of those shots. I was wondering, Harvey Pinaro ends up getting the insurance goal in the empty net. He hit the post in the empty net right before that, and I'm wondering, you're thinking in the back of your head, that's going to cost them. Guelph's going to come back to score, and it really, really felt like the tying goal was just there, but it wasn't to be. As close as you can come with a loss, a 5-4 game is pretty, or 6-4 is fitting for what we've seen this tournament, and I've really enjoyed your podcast, Stephen. It's been good to get you know personally this week, but as a Q fan, gotta love QT, two Q teams in the final. Only the second time it's ever happened. Last time was 06 in Moncton, and the Herdcast guys will be happy to know that it was the team that lost in the final that won the Memorial Cup that year, so maybe history will repeat itself.
A little bit of omen for you guys there. Yeah, you mentioned him not scoring the empty net at first and maybe Guelph getting a chance to come back. How big would it have been if Noah Dobson, who missed on that penalty shot with 3 minutes to go, had not, you know, not gotten that and the Storm would have come back? Like, that would have been an ultimate comeback there.
Well, yeah, you're only really talking you're talking hypotheticals again, Steve, right? Like, I can't.
Give me this, damn it.
You're actually talking about John's fantasy, I think is what you might be talking about, or the fantasy of a lot of people. I will note, I don't know what their loyalties were tonight. I did see two people in section 19. It might have been a section over from you, actually. There's one that had a Play United, and it was a guy wearing a Mooseheads jersey and a Husky sign, and then someone else had a Q Nation sign. So there were a couple of Mooseheads fans cheering for the Huskies tonight, but I think it was overwhelmingly pro-Guelph. But, hey, I mean, if you're a Mooseheads fan, if you win the Memorial Cup, there's no better way to do it than by beating the team that you lost to in the final.
You'd much rather beat the Huskies than beat the Storm. You know, and Johnny, you were saying you'd rather lose the Storm than lose the Huskies.
Yeah, but I don't care who we beat. I only care who we lose to. That's the difference, right?
That's the fine line. I mean, I wanted, well, I actually wore a Storm jersey tonight. Steve brought me one, yeah. I was cheering hard for them, but you know what? You got to play it, like I said earlier. This is the ultimate revenge. What a way to do it. Right here, home ice. This place is going to be absolutely electric.
I'm going to say, though, before you go on there, Steve, I know it's going to be electric for the Mooseheads, but you guys are on this side of the rink. If you were on the non-bar side, they call it, for the locals here in Halifax, on the other side, just about 5 minutes ago, it was utter pandemonium with the Huskies fans and the Olé chant and the Husky, Husky. And they're just,
best little song ever.
Absolutely. Pipe Dreams is great, but the Husky song is awesome. So, Cooper Tire song, great. Shout out, Brian Thompson. So, you were going to see a great atmosphere Sunday. I'm looking forward to it.
And apparently, you know, I got the media pass. I wonder if I should sell my ticket because they're going for a lot.
It would be a very financially prudent decision that would pay for your trip to Kelowna next year.
It just might. I think I can even admit I think the better team won tonight though. Like you could see, while Guelph could hang with them. And maybe if a couple bounces go their way, they could have beaten them. It was pretty clear in the third period. And even a lot of stretches in the first and second, Guelph was just gassed.
We would have won the President's Cup if a couple of bounces went our way. So we know what you're saying.
Same story. That's the same story about the President's Cup, right? We can hang with them, but we just, it's that one extra, right? It's that one extra gear, that one extra bounce. Or,
they're the best team in the
And,
tournament.
You know, I don't really want to, I didn't want to bring... I didn't want to bring this up.
Kills them,
but yet, because it sounds super bad on me, but I'm going to say it anyways. Bebo was the difference maker tonight for the Huskies. I personally don't think he should have been playing in this game.
Yes, the kick from the last game. He kicked, who was it he kicked in the shoulder? Samuel Asselin. He kicked him in the shoulder, but no suspension for him. And yeah, he was a difference maker. He's clearly the first star of this game. A couple of huge goals. That's about it.
So on the other side of that, give somebody else on the Huskies their due. Tyler Heinem, what a beautiful tournament he's having. A local guy having a great tournament. I think, you know, they're really coming along, and hopefully that doesn't continue for them on Sunday. But you know what? It's at the very least, it's nice to see a local boy have a good tournament.
Absolutely. You know who really impressed me with the Huskies? It was Jacob Lauka. Man, he can fly.
Unbelievable.
Right?
Unbelievable. How about the Teasdale goal, which was just a pure power forward? Just how did this guy go undrafted? I think it's a good addition to the Habs prospect pool. And interesting, we're talking about the shots were even tonight, but I would say the Huskies had the better of the gameplay. But Lauko and Bebo are definitely guys you want to mention had strong games.
Absolutely unreal.
I really don't know where else to go from here. I'm emotionally spent after watching that game. Like I said, if you were a neutral fan, like you guys tonight, you must have just loved it. Maybe you would have wanted some like triple OT or something, but And it was starting to feel that way for a while, wasn't it? But it just wasn't to be. Looking ahead to Sunday, of course, now the Huskies and the Mooseheads. Honest opinion, guys. I know you're all about the Mooseheads, but
there's no way I'm giving you a fucking honest opinion on that.
Okay,
I'll do it. Are you
nervous?
Here. You know what? We played them 9 times this year. We beat them twice. Yes, I'm nervous. 100% I'm nervous. But you know what? The Mooseheads can beat them. And you know what? The Mooseheads have had a great tournament. And if they're going to get up for one game, Sunday's going to be the game. And you know what? I'll kiss your boots if I can do it. If you can do it, to beat a man, you got to beat the man.
Woo! There you go. The Rouyn-Noranda Huskies win it 6-4 here in Halifax, and damn it, my boys are done for another year. I guess we'll have to try it another 5 years. I don't know.
So what happens on Sunday for you, buddy? Let's hear it. Come on, give me one. Let's go.
Well, sir. What?
I want to go, Moose, go. Come on.
Go, Moose, go. Come
on.
It's hard to get – no, seriously, man, it's hard for me to get up for that right now. That was a tough one tonight.
You thought you were done in round 2 when you were down 0-3.
I know, but
that was the one stab that I was going to take.
Yeah. Shouldn't even be here.
7-1.
That's 7-1 in elimination games this year.
7-1. Yeah. That's what matters.
Jesus.
Hey, I'm going to say this: 58 teams, 59 depending on the outcome of Sunday, would love to be in Guelph's position.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, that's true. I'm not sure if this one actually hurts more than 2014 or not, because that one we got to the final and we were like the 3-0 team. So this one I think had overall better competition. And Halifax, like, let's not sell them short. They're a championship worthy team. They may not have won a title this year. Well, they might on Sunday. We'll see. But it's like if this game had been between the Storm and the Mooseheads tonight, I would have been just as nervous to face the Mooseheads as I was for the Huskies. So. That'll about wrap things up here. You will next hear us on Sunday when we wrap up the Memorial Cup final. Now, I don't know how that's going to go, depending on...
I know exactly how it's going to go. It's going to go like this. We had a couple of beers and enjoyed the game.
I have a feeling it's going to go with Steve using his media pass to get onto the ice to talk to the two Mooseheads fans that have been a lot on the ice. If Halifax wins, and if Halifax loses, it'll just be a lot of crying. Well, I know it wouldn't happen in Windsor again. CC Brian Thompson.
One more thing I wanted to mention, actually, maybe Patrick can you'd more. Unbiased opinion on this. This is a Huskies team with some unfinished business from 2016, is it not? A couple players still on. It's very rare that you get back to a Memorial Cup final a few years later with the same, or well, not the same group, but certainly a few players that were there.
Yeah, and very fitting that if it was going to be any team that had guys, that'd be the Huskies, a team you hear all about it. It's almost cliche at this point, the Husky way, and they've been such a homegrown team over the last few years. Very few, and oddly enough, given Teasdale and Dobson are playing such big roles, but this is a team that at its heart is guys that are in Rouyn-Noranda. And Steve, I don't know if you know the ins and outs, John and Jordan certainly do, of how trading works in the QMJHL. A lot of these trades that are made at Christmas time, it's a wink, wink, nudge, nudge. There's more to this. I mean, guys like Harvey Pinar are halfway out the door next year. You know they're going to be somewhere else in the league. So playing their last time together as a group, that's going to be the goal for them. And you talked about Tyler Hine. I mean, you know, he's not with the Mooseheads, but he's playing on his home ice. But Halifax has got the home crowd. So I'd be very disappointed if it wasn't a good game. I think it'll be a very good game.
I do. I am happy that I can enjoy Sunday as just a neutral fan. That will be a hell of an atmosphere to watch. Best of luck to you boys, and we'll talk with you guys after Sunday's game. We'll see if you're able to stand or not.
Why do you sound so downfall? Like, what's wrong with you tonight? Like, you don't sound like yourself.
It sounds like my team just got eliminated, didn't it?
I gotta go home. I gotta sleep in the final, Steve.
All right, that's gonna wrap things up, and until Sunday.
All right.
Well, sir.
You've been listening to the OHL Fanboys Podcast.